Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Jax, Jones and Ray, you don't know me. But we do. Just by the letters of your name. I'm bringing back the spiritual music.
Well, it is a reading, yeah.
So earlier on, we learned that 2,000 people were given a list of names and they were asked to pick out the happiest name. Who do you think out of this list is the happiest of them all? And 1 in 4 people said, Dave. Dave is the happiest of them all. I'm very delighted with that information. But what does the name really say about you?
So, no shade to Dave. I said when I heard and hear the name Dave, I don't think cheery. I think Englishman in his 40s, big sports fan, possibly drives a van.
So we ask you to send us your first name. No other details. We'll give you a reading. These people are willing participants. We didn't say it would be nice all the time. Geraldine, your name says about you that you write very strongly worded letters to customer service. And you don't email them either. You actually handwrite these. You check over your grammar 3 times. And you have many complimentary vouchers from businesses that you have tortured. Geraldine, your name says about you that you own several pieces that have the words live, laugh, love, including a kitchen ornament, a magnet, a mug, and a cushion.
You, Geraldine, well covered.
Geraldine, that's what your name says about you.
How about Rachel?
What does the name Rachel say about a person?
Rachel, you are a go-with-the-flow type of person.
Oh, wow.
Rachel, you could be introduced to anyone and you'd sit down and you'd be able to chat to them, have a good conversation, but no one's expecting you to carry the night on a night out. You're just going around getting on with everyone. But you're not the driving force. And that is okay, Rachel.
You're not a Kevin McMenamin for Dublin and coming in and scoring a goal in the last 10 minutes, Rachel. No, you're an operator, but not
absolutely
not at the highest level.
Solid.
Darren, you asked us to give you a reading on your name. Darren, your name says that you have very strong opinions on gas grills and which is the best barbecue to use. Despite the fact you wouldn't be able to cook a microwave dinner, Darren.
Oh, the shade.
You also call people bro, even though they don't like it. And you're not a yup bro yourself, Darren. But that's what your name says about you. Go well with that reading.
And we come now to Dylan, who I say is popular with the lads in school.
But with the women.
No, crucially, also liked by the teachers. So Dylan, you were the lad who would actually be sound to the sub teacher and get the rest of the class on side, but without being a lick arse.
That's actually a lovely reading. That's the nicest reading out of the 4 that we've done there. So Dylan is winning that. Geraldine is getting slaughtered. Your first name only. These readings are free, but they might be brutal. What you get for free, you might end up paying for in therapy. But it's the spirits that come to us. We are just a vehicle. Stephen Fionnuala, 5:45. We only have time this evening for 2 more readings, but we will certainly do this again. What does your name say about you? Saoirse. Hi, Saoirse. Saoirse, your name says about you that you went on a J1 just to tell American people that your name is Irish and that it is pronounced Saoirse and nothing else. You're also giving off big, small budget indie film vibes. But your mother and father really wished you got a real job, like working in the post office. But you will persevere because you're free. You get it? Your name? Free as a bird, working in the film industry.
Beautiful.
These spirits are so powerful, Fionnuala. What's coming to you?
We have Mark with a C, who I've decided is the initiator of the sing-song after the wedding, but he's a bit too earnest about it. He wants everyone singing the right words. He is actually good on the guitar, but he's just taking the sing-song too seriously. And he needs to just relax and let people go with the words they know and not get worked up if they get them wrong. And Brian with a Y has landed in.
This is the shortest rating. And it both came to both of us. Like, that's the weird thing. We both had the exact same thoughts. Brian with a Y.
You wear too much hair gel.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.